Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 240.
On the first day of Christmas, my husband sent to me a bear who is on his knees. On the second day of Christmas, my husband sent to me two nipple clamps and a bear who is on his knees. On the third day of Christmas, my husband sent to me three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the fourth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the fifth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the sixth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the seventh day of Christmas, my husband sent to me seven bears manscaping, six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the eighth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me eight cubs a woofing, seven bears manscaping, six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the ninth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me nine chasers chasing, eight cubs a woofing, seven bears manscaping, six bottoms moaning, five cock rings, four polar bears, three French kisses, two nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the tenth day of Christmas, my husband sent to me 10 otters cruising, 9 chasers chasing, 8 cubs a woofing, 7 bears manscaping, 6 bottoms moaning, 5 cock rings, 4 polar bears, 3 French kisses, 2 nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the 11th day of Christmas, my husband sent to me 11 daddies flogging, 10 otters cruising, 9 chasers chasing, 8 cubs a woofing, 7 bears manscaping, 6 bottoms moaning, 5 cock rings, 4 polar bears, 3 French kisses, 2 nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees. On the 12th day of Christmas, my husband sent to me 12 rimmers rimming, 11 daddies flogging, 10 otters cruising, 9 chasers chasing, 8 cubs a woofing, 7 bears manscaping, 6 bottoms moaning, 5 cock rings, 4 polar bears, 3 French kisses, 2 nipple clamps, and a bear who is on his knees.
Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and we are podcasting here in Texas.
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas, yes. And we just finished watching Heroes, actually.
Yay!
the last Heroes of the year.
Of the year.
Which is actually the end of Volume 3, what did it say?
End of Volume 3.
Yeah. Well, we're starting this a little late because Ray was
I got started late on Heroes, so yeah.
it's very nice to have TiVo. Really considering to try to shift to TiVo. I don't know. Because right now,
If y'all have UVerse, you can switch to that. It's better and cheaper.
Yeah, I heard.
Than DirecTV.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so we can talk about that Heroes, some theories later. Okay, so let's go to some of our weekend updates. Well, actually, the week update. Something special happened to Houston last week. It's the first time I've ever experienced snow that much snow in Houston. And was your yard covered with snow? Did it stick?
No, it didn't really stick. I mean, it got on the cars and stuff. The most I saw was when we were at the HIB meeting, and I got you with a snowball. So
yeah, you're a bitch, really. We were walking out of the HAB meeting.
But I'm your bitch.
Yes, you're my bitch. And then on my way out, Ray here got a handful of snow and shoved it in my shirt. And my shirt was tucked in because it was too cold, and I couldn't get it out. So my shirt got a little wet. I'll get back at you next time, Ray, if ever it snows.
In 4 years.
In 4 years, maybe.
But well, the way it was feeling out that day, because this morning when I left the house, it was like in the 60s, and then at lunchtime, it was in the 40s. So
that's right.
I was like, well, we might get some more sleet and snow here before it's over.
I thought it's going to snow again today. Today, we're recording this on a Monday, and I thought it's going to snow again, and I was hoping for it. Because I like it. I did forget to do Angel. What is it? Snow Angels. It really doesn't that much. But I did try to, what do you call this?
Did you do lemon snow cones?
Yeah, I tried a little. I didn't eat any yellow snow cones, but I just, you know, made some yellow snow. Anyway, TMI, sorry guys. It was nice. Our yard was covered with snow. It's not that much, but it looks beautiful. And maybe I'll post some on the album art or something. And yeah, it was fun. I didn't in the morning. It was a little bit melted already, and it went away during noontime, so it's okay. Anyway, so that's the snow part, which is fun. And then last Saturday, we all got together in the Heights. Actually, it's Lights in the Heights. Okay, so
Lights in the Heights.
What do you know about this Lights in the Heights, Ray?
It's more like drunk straight men in the Heights walking around going from party to party with their kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what it's all about. It's all about people having parties. Mm-hmm. And
reasons
to drink, party, and have a good time, and bands. Everybody tries to sponsor something. Everybody in the Heights kind of decorates their yard and all that kind of stuff. So, but this has been going on a while. I mean, when they start I think it started back when the first things they started when they started revitalizing the Heights area to try to get people interested to come in the area and stuff. They started doing this, and so now it's kind of like a social thing to be invited to somebody that lives in the Heights party that night. Because there's a whole ton of private parties going on that night in the Heights. So,
yeah, for the listeners who don't know what the Heights is, the Heights is a portion of Houston. I think there's lots of it's pretty much a gay neighborhood there, right?
There's a
mix.
It's a yuppie neighborhood now because you know the gays went in and started redeveloping and redoing the Heights, and then all the yuppies come in and bought all the gays' houses after they remodeled them and had them looking fabulous.
My friend is a realtor, and he was saying that there's a lot of straight people who are moving in because lots of the gay people are selling their properties who live around there, and it's getting profitable. But I don't know lately. I don't think anybody's moving, or you know, it's getting expensive now.
Oh no. Yeah. And ain't nobody buying houses right
now.
Nobody's
buying houses right now. Yeah, so that's sad. Oh, anyway, so back to the Lights in the Heights. We were there. I got to see you guys with Patrick and Jerry.
Mm-hmm. And my friend Debbie.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, it was fun. But, you know, it's not as exciting as 2 years ago. I don't know. Because when I went there about 2 years ago, there was a bagpipe troupe.
Yeah,
was there one this time?
I don't remember seeing one. Yeah. I mean, it changes every year. I know last year a couple of people said that last year's Lights in the Heights was much better than this year. So
yeah, Scottish bagpipers in kilts, that was hot. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's what we saw last 2 years ago. I think I skipped last year. But this time there wasn't any. Anyway, so yeah, it was fun. We got together at Bear Hill. Just ate after that. We got hungry and just went home. And yep.
We went to La Tapatia.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
That's it.
La Tapatia. Anyway, so how do you like it? They have good margaritas there, I heard.
Yes, I had a margarita and a burrito, and then I came home and chatted online.
Chatted online. Okay, where do you chat lately now, Ray?
Where anybody will talk to me.
Anybody?
Adam for Adam, you know, Daddy Hunt.
Daddy
Bigger
Hunt.
City.
Bigger City.
Silver Daddies, you know.
Are you at the Silver Daddies level right now?
Well, you know, I'm getting silver-haired, so.
Yeah, I guess. But it's okay. Yeah, I'm beginning to like Bigger City. Oh, of course. What is it, Chub Spot? Yeah, I've been frequenting.
I haven't been there yet.
Mm-hmm. For so, lots of Chubs. And lots of Chasers, too. So,
yeah.
You might like it. Anyway, I'm going to play a video here. Hold on. It's actually one of my I talked about it about last week during the Chaser show about Kevin James. And I have some reactions about Kevin James, okay? But I'll play an audio here. Hold on.
From Happy Madison.
What are you trained to do?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's Kevin James.
This January.
Nobody knows this mall better than I do.
Anyway, this is a short clip of, mostly music you heard, audience. But it's actually Kevin James starring in a movie called Paul Blart, Mall Cop. And, you know, he's a bear. He's one of the icons, I guess, right now. But I heard from people from LJ when I posted about it, that from LiveJournal when I posted that I'm interested in watching this, that he's kind of an ass. They said that he's kind of a homophobe. Is that true? Have you heard about that? Anything about that?
I don't know.
No. But anyway, so what do you guys think? Listeners, what do you guys think of Kevin James? Is he a cool guy? I know he did Chuck and Larry. Remember Chuck and Larry?
Yeah.
The two firemen who got... Who got the domestic partnership, and I haven't seen it myself. I've only seen the trailer.
I've seen bits and pieces of it, and it looked kind of stupid to me. But
really, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm just there for the eye candy. But anyway, so what do you guys think of Kevin James on Mall Cop? Anyway, yeah. So that's the movie that I'm looking forward to watch next week. Anyway, I want to talk about Heroes.
Which we'll talk about.
Heroes, what happened? This is the last episode. We just watched it. The last episode of the year. And I don't know, it's kind of corny, the ending of this volume. As if they just closed it just because they want to close it.
Well, I think that's because they fired the writers.
The writers are getting sucky?
Well, the main writers that they had, they fired them.
Hmm. Yeah, Tim Kring. They said Tim Kring's an ass.
Because the two head writers were like, who were they? Crap.
Anyway, the two head writers.
Anyway, the two head writers, they let go.
They let go.
And they were replacing them, so.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the next year... during Super Bowl or before Super Bowl? I'm not sure
it premieres the Monday after Super Bowl.
Monday after Super
Bowl. Or the week after Super Bowl, something like that. So.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking forward to that. Let's see what happens with the progress. And it looks like Peter has powers again. So,
yeah.
Spoilers, guys. And he flies again? I hope he just...
just gave him his powers back where he could absorb other people's powers, so he absorbed his brother's powers.
Probably, maybe that medicine that the drug he got just restored his powers. Maybe,
yeah. So, I mean, it seemed to have cured Mohinder. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. So, I want to remind everyone out there Please vote for us. Vote for Bear Podcast at The Complete Bear. Yeah, we're in the Best Bear Podcast category. And the deadline is at the end of this year. So please send in your votes to info@thecompletebear.com. And you can also vote for other... What are you doing? You're pointing a laser light on me. Stop putting a laser light on in the camera.
You'll wreck your camera. Cylon!
Anyway, yeah, so yeah, vote for us at thecompletebear.com. And yeah, we can vote for other categories too. Best bear site, best musician, best artist, and best video, and stuff like that. Okay, so yeah, that's it. That's for the business. All right, you just reminded me of something while you were flashing your light. You're flashing your light. Your, what is that?
I just let my little light shine.
Yeah, your red, what is that? Your red laser thing. Yesterday, last night I just watched the day the Earth Stood Still. What do you guys think?
Well, I heard it was the day that I fell asleep in the movie theater and didn't wake back up until the movie was over and felt like I'd got robbed. That's what I heard. I hadn't seen it yet, but that's what I was told.
Actually, I kind of felt I really did fall asleep in some parts of it, but I don't know. It's supposed to be a remake, right? But
Yes, remake. You never saw the original?
I never saw the original. I haven't.
You should watch the original. The original is very good, which is why everybody was like, "Why in the hell are you remaking this? You can't improve on it."
Yeah, the only thing. So. Yeah, and it's got Keanu Reeves in it. Keanu Reeves in it, so I don't know. People like him.
Yeah, and Meg Tilly.
So anyway, okay. So I have some questions about dating. To you,
what would you like to know?
I would like to know. So, is this public information already?
What that I'm dating?
That you're dating? Or is it? Or are we gonna expound on that? Or is just leave it at that?
I'll just say I'm dating, and I went on a date this weekend.
Okay, cool, awesome, wow. Okay, so dating. Because I text messaged you, you didn't want to receive any calls or anything. That's one of the etiquettes, I guess, in dating, right? Do not answer your phone.
Well, see, I think that's rude to be sitting there on a date, you know, and all of a sudden, oh, I got to take a call. Oh, I got a text message. Oh, I got to do this. I'm like, you're there on a date to be with the other person and learn about them. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, and they're like, oh, that's okay if you need to take that. That's all right. And I'm like, no, that's okay. It's just the nard.
Yeah.
And they're like, who's the nard? I was like, he's this bitch that works for me on my radio show.
Uh-huh. I wanted to leave a voice message anyway. So I just resorted to text messaging. How about text messaging while on a date? That's also bad.
Well, you know.
Same
thing. You can answer the thing, but, you know. But it might be one of those things, if they go to the bathroom, you can text message back and say, oh, my God, call me so I can get out of here.
Oh yeah, that's
help
right.
Me. So
okay, that's a good technique. If you don't like your date, go to the bathroom. Yeah, go to the bathroom.
Yeah, do the emergency call. So. But I actually like my date this weekend. It was actually interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how they are. I think I found the last American virgin.
Oh my God!
So
that would be.
We shall see.
That would be tight.
Yeah, you don't know what predatory waters he's gotten himself into.
You're so mean. Be nice to the guy. Wow. But anyway,
I'm nice to everybody.
You are really. Okay. Let's go to some comments. We got some comments on the website. Okay. So first comment is from Gary. Ooh, Gary.
Hey Gary.
Yeah, he's commenting on the Texas Renaissance Festival video blog that we sent. That I posted.
This
is the one you made. Yeah, you filmed. And yeah, I posted it a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. So he says, hey guys, my goodness, David is quite the handsome gentleman at the Ren Faire. Okay, I think you're referring to Daniel. Sorry, it's not David, it's Daniel.
Daniel is Dave.
Yeah. And I nearly fainted at the comment that he's not allowed to woof in character. I found that funny. I really found that funny that if you're in character, you cannot woof on anyone.
It has to be the royal wolf. It's like, yeah. You wolf.
You wolf. You wolf.
Yay, old wolf. My lord, yay, old wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yay, old wolf, my lord.
Okay, he says here, however, I did notice a ring on his finger that could indicate he has a person that was captured his heart. Actually, yes, I should tell you, his husband is James. So it's James and Daniel. They're very good friends of mine, actually. I've known James for a long time. And actually, they got married 2005, I think, or 2006, June 2006. They did the ceremony here in Houston. So, yeah, sorry, he's taken. Okay, so perhaps yet again, the saying that all the lucky ones are claimed. Yes, he's very lucky, and James is a very nice guy. Okay, so awesome video interviews, guys, and I missed attending any of our local Ren festivals this year due to travel and such. But somehow you guys left out the video of Ray and his meat on a stick. Did I leave that out?
That's it. That's X-rated, and you can't see that on the regular podcast.
Oh,
you have to go to the X-Tube version of – go to X-Tube Bear Podcast. That's where all the X-rated
– We don't have a Bear Podcast X-Tube channel.
That's where
you
put all the X-rated stuff.
We do have it on – we do have a Ustream one, but no, we don't have an X-rated one. Oh, sorry.
Yes, we do. That's the one where you see Mike and Maynard going at it. Because they don't realize we put those cameras in the bedroom in Maynard's house.
Oh, my God. I've been getting these messages from Fag Fan Roy, from Roy Excalibur, yeah. And Brian. They're making me show my ass or show my junk to them. And no, I can't. No, I'm not. So they said it's my turn to show my junk. No,
we had the Nard shower cam up, but Nard don't ever clean the shower, so it's just nasty. So you can't ever see it. All the mold stuff grows over with the camera lens.
I'll probably put it in a podcast, all blurred, the whole body.
Yeah,
we can probably do that. Anyway, okay. Next email. Next comment. It's also from. It's from episode 237, Texas Renaissance Festival, porn sites, bearded developers. Okay, it's from Mark. Okay, do you know who this Mark is? Okay, yeah. He says here, Marky here, also known as Gary. Nice to meet you all. Nice to talk to you. Actually, I'm sorry, Mark. Okay, Ray, I really fucked up. I really fucked up really bad. His name is really Mark. And all along, I was thinking it's Gary. Because it's got AR in the middle and then Gary, Mark. There's an AR in the middle and I thought the name was Gary. So, sorry, Mark, if you're listening. The name is Mark Markey. He's a belly dancing bear on MySpace. And, yeah, he's the one we interviewed for the at the tennis, Texas Renaissance Festival. He's the belly dancer there. Right. So, I don't know if he friended you. He friended Bear Podcast. So, okay. Next. What's the next email?
From Gary.
Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Is this Gary or Mark?
This is Gary. This is Gary. It's not Mark anymore.
Are you sure? It's got the A and the R in it. I just want to make sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Narda Ray. I just want to let you know about the new site that was announced on planetbears.com called bearnation.us. I checked it out today and added a profile. I'll be curious to see how the features measure up against seeing the seeming plethora of other sites for the bear community at large. By the way, Drench Fur 5 dates are April 3rd through the 5th, 2009, up here in Erie, PA. I have more news to come at that at the turn of the year. Hugs and woofs, Gary, a.k.a. GarBear73.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, okay. Planet Bears. Yeah, sorry, BearNation.us.
Bear Nation.
Wow, there's another bear site out there. BearNation.us.
I think there's a BARE Nation also.
BARE Bear Nation.
Yeah.
What do they have there?
I think it's like nudity.
Nudity. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's Bear Nation. Another site.
Yep.
There's another one, Beartopia. There's another one, Beartopia, that Marvin from Ursus at Large was talking about. So we're planning to have them in the show. Maybe next year. Maybe sometime in January. Okay, another email. Oh, this one's for you, Ray. Well, for us, but go ahead, Ray.
From Chuck. Mm-hmm. Narda Ray, when you post flashback podcasts, please delete time-sensitive information such as up-and-coming events we're now long past. Your listeners will appreciate it, Chuck.
I know. Thanks, Chuck, for the email.
Yeah. Narda just needs to put disclaimers in that this is a rerun.
It's a rerun. It's a rerun of a... Yeah, I we'll just put really clear disclaimers that this was you know, this was
recorded.
This
was originally podcast in 2001.
Yeah, something like that. So, and put it in the show notes because I don't want to edit. I'm sorry, Chuck, but I don't want to edit too much. You know, it, just bear with us. It's an old episode. It's a flashback. So, I don't want to edit. I'm sorry. I don't want to edit. But at least people who would listen to it, then they would wonder if that event is still on for the next year. So we're going to have one. Another
maybe
one.
When you announce the event, so I need to give the full date, like May 18th through the 20th or whatever, 2008.
So say, okay.
Yeah, unless so the people won't be like, oh, is that happening now?
Okay.
Well, no, it's 2009 now, and we said 2008.
Yeah, okay. I'll remember to do that. Next time, now we're going to do events. All right, so shall we go to the next topic here?
Oh, I mean, our winners.
We have winners.
Our wieners. We got wieners.
Hold on. Okay.
We got two big wieners.
Mm-hmm. We got two.
But one of them's uncut and the other one's not.
No. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna use our high-tech equipment here, which is the iPhone motion dice. Okay, let's
see. It's all rigged.
I don't know if you can hear that. Can you hear that?
Ray? What was that? Did you pass gas?
No, I didn't. You're not hearing anything that I... No?
No.
Oh, it's in... That's why. There. Yeah, okay. I'm using the dice thingy. All right, it's the motion dice that you use for, you know, on the iPhone. I don't know if you have that, if you guys have that. You can play Yahtzee with it. All right, and the winner is Gary.
Yay!
He's the winner, yay! It's actually the painting for the Tyler Studios painting. You know, the Tyler's studio that... with Tyler.
And Gary, you have won... Protection. You get the Bear Podcast protection from Skylar, from Tyler's
from Skylar,
Tyler
from
Studios.
Siler. You got a protection from Siler. No, you got a protection from Tyler. Okay, you got
for Tyler. Yeah, the clause representation of protection. So,
okay. So, congratulations, Gary. Send me your email. Sorry, send me your mailing address so we can. So Ray can mail it to you. It's with Ray right now. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll send it UPS, so it'll be there after Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, if you after Christmas, yeah. I guess it's a gift. It's a holiday gift. Guys, I forgot. You send your holiday cards to Bear Podcast, P.O. Box 2511. Humble, Texas 77347. It would be nice to have Christmas cards. Yeah. Send it to
nobody likes us. They're not gonna send
nobody
us
likes
cards.
Us. Nobody sends cards, but I did get one from Roy.
But we take
thanks, Roy.
But we take gift cards, money, donations.
Oh yeah, gift cards would be great. Yeah,
money orders,
Best Buy gift cards,
Best Buy gift cards.
I need the new hard drive because I'm running out of space here.
You just got a 500 gigabyte hard drive.
Well, yeah, but I need to back it up. How do you back it up?
Yeah,
you need to back it up.
I'd like to back it up. I know.
Thank you very much. Okay, one more. Raffle for the Bob Mould and Ron Morris CD. Yes, another raffle. Another winner is Ron from Connecticut. Thank you, Ron, for sending your entry. And that's what I'm going to say. I have one more. I have one more set here for Bob Mould and Ron Morris CD. If you want to get one, just send an email to raffle@bearpodcast.com with a subject line CD or Bob Mould CD.
CD for Crossdresser. Yeah. Crossdressing Nard. We want to see the Crossdressing Nard.
That's right. Welcome to Manila. Miss Manila. I can do that. Okay. What else? Anything else that you have in mind, Ray?
Let's see. We talked about heroes.
We have the winners already.
We had the wieners. Mm-hmm. We talked about my big date. We talked about Lights in the Heights.
Want to talk about more of your company or you and Julio? What do you think of that?
They ain't much to talk. We ain't got much more to talk about that. We can talk about that next week after we got some stuff.
Ready.
Yeah,
it's not yet ready. Okay,
not yet ready.
I'm looking forward.
We're waiting on all the legal stuff to be done.
I see. Good for you guys are doing it.
And lawyers are not cheap.
I know. what else do I have? We'll vote for us at the Complete Bear.
The Complete Bear. And also you can buy Christmas gifts at the Complete Bear. You can get your bear wash. Or my favorite, Buddies. I think that's what it was called. Hang on. Let me go there
real quick. Buddies? What is that? What does that do? Pull it up while I talk some more. I'm trying to recall. Oh, yeah. Very soon I'll be uploading the video for The Chaser Show. If last week, thank you guys for watching. Peter and I and Ray were there, and we actually have a video of it. We didn't record it via Ustream because, you know, I don't like it to be just online. The problem, the only comment that I have with Ustream is that it's only available online. It's only available when you're in front of the computer. But people have iPhones and stuff, so I would like them to. I like listeners to see the videos also on their iPods. Okay, so Ray, are you ready? What do you have?
We have the Complete Bear. If you go to their store and go into grooming, they have butt cream.
Butt cream.
Butt cream, and for $10, you can get a 4-ounce bottle of butt cream. Feeling sore. Been going at it all night and ready for a quick dose of comfort, then butt cream is the answer you've been looking for.
What kind of doing it all night?
Butt cream isn't a lube, a powder, or a gel. It's a smooth, clean, unscented cream specifically intended to soothe your aching butt.
Oh, wow. So it's actually called butt cream.
Butt cream, yeah. So, butt cream's simple, natural ingredients won't sting or irritate your sensitive parts. There are no coloring, scents, or unnecessary additives to get between you and relief. Mm-hmm. If you've already discovered the difference butt cream can make, order some now for yourself and your buddies.
Okay.
Butt cream will do it for you every time. So I saw that and I was like, huh, I know several people that we could order this for.
Uh-huh. Why don't you buy some and rush it just in time for Christmas?
So I thought about it, but I'm broke. My Christmas shopping is done.
I see. Hey.
And Maynard, you're not getting anything for Christmas, just to let you know. I'm broke. Sorry.
That's Merry okay. Christmas. Can you give me coal?
I'll give you a bundle of switches and you'll like it.
Okay.
I can give you a paddling.
All right. Okay. I'll be ready. I'll be ready with my assless chaps. Okay.
Sweet. I'll take pictures, folks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We can Twitter about it. I'll post the picture and everybody can Twitter.
No. There will be no assless chaps on the internet. No,
I'm twittering.
No. What am I gonna say? Anyway, okay. So, what are your plans for the holidays? You're going out of town, right?
Yes, I am going. I will be visiting San Diego over the Christmas holidays, and taking a little detour to Palm Springs. So, if any of our listeners are in San Diego or Palm Springs, email me. So let me know where you're at. Maybe we can meet up while there and, you know, do some videotaping of stuff. So.
Ah, okay. So what are you doing there in Palm Springs just to go to Palm Springs?
I had some tickets I had to use up before the end of the year. So.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to see Carl. He's going to hang out with him a little bit. My friend Peter's going with us. Or Peter, who was on the show the other week, mm-hmm. is going with us. So, or going with me. And it was like everywhere the airline flew was either cold or somewhere I'd already been. So I was like, well, I've been to San Diego, but then I was like, I've never been to Palm Springs. So we're going to fly to San Diego since it's the closest airport that the airline flies into. Mm-hmm. And we're going to rent a car and drive to Palm Springs and go to Joshua Tree and all that good stuff. So
you like it. I've been to Palm Springs before. Yeah. We stayed at Mike and I went there 2004, and we stayed at the Desert Bear.
Well, see, I tried to get us a room at the Desert Bear, but they're all booked up. The inn is all full.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, they're all booked up. So we're going to play it by ear and find something when we get there. Because mm-hmm. there's some other gay bed and breakfasts there and restaurants. So, but I wanted to go there because I was like, cool, maybe I can get to interview them for the podcast or something. So.
Oh, the new owner of Desert Bear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but they're all booked up, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, too bad.
But we still might whip by there. The pictures look great at the place, so.
Oh, yeah. We've been there before. It's very nice. And, you know, the pool is very friendly. I do quotes, very friendly, because
yeah.
people are just, you know, clothing optional.
Yeah.
Clothing discouraged, what have you. Yeah. So, yeah, go to Palm Springs. It's very nice. And if you get the chance, go ride the tram going to the high up the mountains there. There's a tramway or something. The temperature drops about 10 degrees, 15 degrees, something like that. It's going to be cold.
Wow. So,
bring a jacket when you go up that mountain. But that's one of the...
Well, we're going to be in a desert, so we got to take a jacket anyhow.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about there's this elevation. I don't know what's the name, but it's a mountain that you go to and you're elevated thousands and thousands of feet, and not thousands and thousands, but a couple of thousand feet, and it gets cold. And I don't know the name. Any listeners, can you email Ray what that place is, suggest that, where that is? Okay. All right, so just a few more shout-outs. Yeah, we're going to close the show. It's quite a pretty short show today.
Oh, have you seen the trailer for Wolverine?
Yes, I did. Actually, before watching, what is that? Before watching the Earth Still. Yeah, there was the Wolverine thing. And
how did it look?
It's pretty good. I like it. It's interesting because I do remember how it went with in the comic books back then. But this time, there are characters who are familiar. Like, I think the Frog is there.
Yeah, somebody said Gambit was going to be in this.
Gambit's going to be there. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Who's playing Gambit? Cards. Somebody said it was somebody that everybody knew.
It's somebody new, as far as I know. I couldn't recognize the face. It's pretty cool. Gambit's there, and yeah, it's a weird twist. It's a weird twist that they're doing on the Wolverine storyline, but. They're showing how, you know, the origins of Wolverine, how he got his adamantium skeleton, stuff like that. So it should be interesting. When is it going to come out? Next year?
Yeah.
Sometime next year? I don't know when. Anyway, shout outs. Michael West, DJ, and Grady, they moved to Baltimore, and they're having a baby. How can I say this? It's a trans bear situation. So, yes. And so, congratulations, Michael West, DJ, and Grady for your change in lifestyle now. I guess you guys are going to be daddies. Okay. Also from, a shout out to Larry Flick from Sirius Out Q. Thank you so much for the support. And we've been communicating in MySpace. He's a very nice guy. I've seen his videos before. It's pretty cool. And, I think his show is every day, every morning, early in the morning, 7 o'clock, I think. So, yeah, it's very early. Anyway, so, yeah, Larry Flick, thank you for messaging us and friending us on MySpace. Okay, I guess that's it. Anything else? Anything you want to announce? Or what you going to do for holidays?
Go to San Diego.
Let's go to San Diego. That's it?
Yeah.
I won't be able to see you then. Oh my God. So when do you leave? 24th?
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
Christmas morning. Yeah.
Oh, so. Wow. Okay. So I'm. Oh, then you can. Okay. We'll talk about it after the show. We'll talk about
it. Yeah. I'll probably see you at Robert Lloyd's party Christmas Eve.
Ah, okay. Okay. Anyway, okay. So that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or if you need to schedule a date, you can email me at ray@bearpodcast.com.
Gotta go for another date. And
dates apply here.
Call the voicemail line at 206-222-2327. That's
206-222-BEAR.
Yes. And yeah, we'll play. We'd like to hear from you guys. It's, you know, it's Christmas. It's almost, you know, it's the holidays. And I'd like to hear from you guys. If you guys leave a voice message, greet us. Happy holidays. Happy holidays to all of you guys.
That's right. Call us and leave us dirty limerick Christmas carols.
Yeah, if you have a limerick in mind or some kind of dirty story. Or
that's right. There was an elf from Nantucket. He carried nuts.
No. That's pretty used and abused already. Okay, so visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com. You can leave your comments there on the website also. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. If you have an iPhone or a G1, you can go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And that's it. Vote for us at the Complete Bear. Yes, at the Best Bear Podcast category. Okay? So, all right. I will talk to you later, Ray. And okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And that's it. Any last words, Ray?
Be careful out there. The holidays coming up. Hope everybody has a good holiday and get to see your families or do whatever you like to do. And I guess we'll have another podcast.
Well, we'll have a couple more podcasts very soon. Next week we're planning to have. Well, we don't know which we're going to do with the schedule thing. So we'll see. And we'll talk to you guys next week on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.